So I took her off the phone. So there's a woman on the line right now. Yeah. She's an older woman,
right?
And she could be fake, but she is offended because she thought that when we were talking about older women in your stable, she thought that we were saying that old women should be put into a stable.
They should. All right.
So this is couldn't write stuff like this.
So that is why old ladies should be put into a stable and kept there. And I'm sure this next caller agrees. Joni?
Yes, I wish you didn't even know my name.
How about I call you Joni?
How about that?
All right. Do you have a phone in the stable that your man keeps you in? Because that's where all ladies should be kept, in a stable.
Especially older ones.
That's right. I hear you that from birth on, right?
No. So just wait until they get old and irrelevant. You know,
that's the way I feel, you know?
Of course. You're of great.
And you're making me feel worse.
That's what I'm here for.
My husband died of a heart attack, and I've been thinking about getting out and dating. It's like a scary thought in the first place. I don't know. And then I heard the remark you guys made, and it's like it makes you really feel like it. I don't know. Worthless, I guess.
Oh, no. Okay, let me back off this. Let's back this up.
Good Lord, John.
Jesus, John. The friggin' widow.
You can't win them
really
all.
You're really laughing at me, aren't you?
No. This is all my fault.
No, hold on.
Drew's right. Gonna bone you right now.
Oh, well, let's not go crazy. Let's not overcorrect the situation.
Get some details.
let's back it up here. These guys, I
was going to call you because I had always been told I had a sexy voice, and I almost called you yesterday. And then when I heard that remark, I'm like, whoa, I better back up.
What remark was it you heard that offended you?
What remark did you hear that you
it
found?
It didn't offend me. It scared me a little bit, you know?
Which one? Which remark that we got made?
That older people are stable, you know, put them in a stable. They're just worthless.
Yeah, they're coming to round you up right now.
No. No one's rounding anybody up. First of all, my dear, may I ask your age? I know that's an untoward request.
I'm 61.
Okay, that's fine. You're well within play here.
Is she in your wheelhouse? Okay.
Definitely in my wheelhouse and stable.
How many wheels you got in that house?
The guys here like to clown me because I'm recently single, Joni, and I went a little crazy. Thank you. I went a little crazy when I first became single, and I started dating a lot of girls. So they refer to a mythological amount of girls in my stable. Truth be told, I'm not dating that many girls now. I've narrowed the number down greatly.
It's also more of a buffet.
And
so you didn't mean it that older people should be put in the stable. You were just being general that was your stable, huh?
Right. No one should be in a stable. They make fun of me and saying that I have a stable full of ladies. But
he was also saying that he is now in a stable relationship.
No, that's even more offensive than putting women in a stable. No, that part really creeps me out.
I don't make people feel like, you know, that.
I don't want to make...
It's already tough enough out there.
I know. I don't want to make anybody feel bad. Oh, my God.
Are you on any dating sites? How are you planning on getting back
out
there?
No, I haven't been on anything. No, not at all. And I'm really, you know, I'm... 61, weigh 105. I've always, you know, I probably wouldn't have any problem, but I'm really nervous about what's out there, you know.
Oh, yeah, you should be.
Some bad stuff out there.
Scary world out there.
That's right.
Out there. You better wrap that rascal.
That's right.
Okay.
are you looking for like a steady relationship or maybe just to hit it and quit it?
I'm not a hit it and quit it person.
Stay and play.
Maybe
well,
you can
I don't really
be.
Know. You know, I haven't been out there. I was married for a really long time.
How long?
You know, 25 years.
It's a long time these days.
I'm sorry about your husband.
I'm very sorry about him.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
How long ago was
it? I don't know
how
to handle it, yeah.
Sure.
It's been a while. It's been a long time. Oh. And that's why I've even called you, because it's like I haven't dated in like way too long, you know?
Oh, I think she was looking for a date.
I've been raising kids, though. I've been raising my kids, so. Oh.
Good for you. How old are your children?
I've got one that graduates from college this year and one that works with me in the business. It's 29.
Congratulations. That's great.
You want to do a dating contest for her?
I would love to help.
There you go.
I would love to help you find a man. We could find gentlemen suitors for you from aging. What would be the youngest guy, the youngest beau that you would allow to woo you?
So you could actually like find guys out here that are decent and you know they
we could find you a young one with a strong back.
Young, strong dude who can lay that pipe all night long. If there's anything Seth knows better than how to pick up dudes, I don't know what it is.
Pardon?
Oh.
in a long time. That would be sweet.
Oh, you still know how to do it, you know.
Right.
You know how to do.
There's no cobwebs up in there.
I think it's like riding a bike. You never forget, right?
Riding something, sure. all right. So let you know, how young would you go? Like, if you had your druthers.
I don't know. I don't think that anybody would be interested in me that's like really young, you know.
Oh,
what age do you think would be interested in me and it not be just for a good lay?
Oh, that's a twist.
How did you say that?
Yeah.
Are you interested in being a sugar mama?
No. Okay. I can't let my boy. I got two boys. I couldn't do that to them.
Understood. Sure.
They already feel like they own me, you know. Just, you know, I think there's a lot of reason I haven't dated.
Probably. They seem very protective of you.
Very much so.
Well, you know, they need to let mama have some fun.
They've anybody I've ever dated.
Sure.
Have you ever been mounted by a 31-year-old juggalo?
In a long time.
John.
No, I haven't.
Dreams do come true.
31, it would be about half your age, so I don't think
that'd be about half my age. I think I'll pass.
Okay, sorry, John.
I throw you right in the table.
Maybe if you have, I mean, you never know. I certainly wouldn't want to insult you, John.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Thank you.
So I'm 48, and I'm robustly interested in you. So a gentleman my age would probably be like that'd probably be the low end of the spectrum. Like 48 years old would probably be.
I was thinking the same thing. Yeah. I really don't think I'm interested in anyone my age. It seems like they're just so old, you know.
Oh my
God! Damn, I'm the same age. So how the hell can I feel like that?
I see what she wants. Somebody to keep her young. And have some fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
Joni, what kind of lover are you looking for in the bedroom? Somebody who will be soft and gentle, or maybe somebody a little rougher and naughtier?
That's a good question.
I don't know.
Well,
I mean, do you want to be caressed and made love to?
I mean,
or do you want him to hit it from behind and smack that ass?
I remember the good old days, you know, when I could go all night long. So.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
God, I hope my kids don't listen.
They're freaking out if they are.
Hey, yeah, so, right.
What do you miss the most? So you haven't been with a man in a while. Like, what do you miss?
Somebody to talk to.
Oh.
Why are you laughing, John?
Just looking for that all night long kind of love.
John, tell her what kind of movies you're watching.
What, when we go out? Whatever she likes. Something
the dirty stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So you guys have like something, some guys that you think you could set me up with?
Oh, my God, do we ever.
Whatever kind of guy you want.
Yeah, do you have any preferences when it comes to racial backgrounds? We already know you want a younger guy.
A traditional man?
I'm a Southern Baptist girl. I probably would have to stay with my own, with a white boy.
You asked the question, Drew.
I did. You're right.
White boy. I'm too old. So I'm too old to change my...
Hold on one second. You're never too old to interracially... Wait, hold on one second. Like,
I understand, but I was brought up, you know, a little on the safe side
Oh, no. This lady's great.
You guys are having too much fun.
Dangerous black wieners.
It ain't for everybody.
No, they're not. They're not safe for her.
I mean, you never know, but I just being honest.
Sure. No, I appreciate the honesty.
What about a Jewish guy?
Yeah, stay safe.
I don't care about that.
Oh, all right.
Uncut?
We're all human beings. And I mean, I may even could go black, but I really, because of the way I was brought up, I don't think it would...
But, I mean, it'd be kind of naughty, though, right? Like, you know, red.
Yeah, and I mean, because I would like a steady relationship, you know?
You ever watch porn, Joni?
Been a while.
But, I mean, you've watched it before. Probably on Betamax.
Oh, yeah, lots. My husband loved it.
It's changed.
Yeah,
it's out there now.
Listen, Joni, to what John's into on the show. Listen to what this young guy
watches. You
wouldn't
believe this. This young 31-year-old juggalo last week confessed that he's into watching some women... Yet these women have wieners.
Men love to watch women with each other, though, don't they?
Well, yeah, especially if one of the women has a wiener.
She's swerving around.
Oh, my word.
You can't swerve around that.
It's 2017, Joni. It's time to...
John.
This is what's going on.
Go, John.
I think I'd have to pass on that, sweetheart.
No, John might want you to wear the wiener.
Oh,
right.
Yeah, yeah.
You would have a temporary wiener, and he would enjoy that.
Oh, I'd have to buckle one on, huh?
Well, I think
call them not buckle-ons.
Well, okay, so I know we're messing around and having a good time with Joni. I think we could do a dating contest with her. She's got a great personality. She's open.
You're
to
very
anything,
dateable.
Except, you know, black gentlemen. So.
Well, I mean, I think she even relented to being open to black gentlemen,
hey,
too.
She wants to stay safe.
Take a peek at black.com. That might change your mind.
All right.
I know. I've always heard once you go black, you never go back.
Oh, I never heard that before. That's right.
Where'd you hear that?
Is that a thing? Who says that? I've never heard anybody say that.
I've got a few friends that have black boyfriends and husbands. So,
now she's got some of her best
it's
friends.
Not that I, my son's black. Friends, honestly, you know, my son's friends, I see it all day long, but I just don't think it's for me, you know?
All right. No, okay.
Don't think you never know.
But hey,
I will say.
So,
I don't think as far as anything, you know, worth staying with would be interesting.
Oh, no. Okay.
And I don't really want to stretch it out that big with a black boy.
That didn't just happen.
She did just say that, right?
Not really shocked. I don't know why I am. I'm stunned.
I cannot believe I just said that on the radio.
That makes
five
of us. I know. Whoa. Okay, so let's get her information. Let's bring her in, and we'll get guys from 48 to 60 to come in, and maybe we'll do a dating game with you. How about that, Joni? Because... Would you mind if we called you the widow, Joni? Because, I mean, it really...
Oh, no.
It tugs at the heartstrings.
No, that's not
good. Yeah, don't do that. That hurts too much.
The widow, Joni dating
game. No, that's...
She's got to get... I mean, she hasn't had a man since her husband.
Yeah, we can find a great guy.
We can find a swell guy for you. Yeah. All right, Jody, hang on one second. We're going to... We'll put you in touch with John.
Oh, we're doing this.
We're totally doing this dating game. Hang on one second for me, darling.
Let's find her a nice, hard-working Christian man.
So do they have to have a small penis?
What? Well, I mean, she doesn't want you stretched out.
Exactly.
No, not with a black boy.
Well, she did. She said black boy.
Maybe she said stressed out.
No.
That you can't clean that. None of that.
No. Really. We're trying to put a bow on it. It's just not happening.
It's Florida.
Hello, caller. Go ahead. Caller.
Hello.
Sir. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. You here to date Joni?
Yeah, actually, my father is looking for somebody.
All right.
Mom passed away in January, and he's been pretty lonely. He wants someone to talk to. And,
all right. How old's your dad?
Company, you know? He's actually 77.
Yeah, he's a little old for her.
He's a little wino, and he's a Catholic. He's Puerto Rican. And,
all right.
He's a riot, man.
I'm interested in interviewing him on the show. I mean, a 70-year-old wino Puerto Rican Catholic, I'm all about talking to him.
All right.
So have your dad call in. We'll find him a date, too. He'll be the second contestant.
Wait, did you say wino?
I think he said wino.
Oh.
You said wino.
He drinks his wine every day. That's his exercise. Just lifting up the glass, yeah.
That's pretty awesome. We have all these old people. All right. Well, thank you. Have your dad call us, please, for the love of God.
Is there a senior citizen dating TV show?
I don't know.
Because I'm captivated by what's happening here.
Because these seniors, you ever go out to the Villages in Leesburg?
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah. I spent a lot of time there.
There are seniors getting down in a public way all over the place.
Oh, man. They love it.
They're
having more fun than we are.
They are most definitely having more fun than we are.
But they have a little problem.
Partied a lot in the Villages. I bartended there, and I would go out after, and you know, I've seen the nightlife of the Villages up close and personal, and it's naughty.
They don't have time to mess around because they're literally in God's waiting room. So they're like, you want to bang? Great. Let's go.
That's so great.
There's something to be loved in the honesty of it.
You know, Drew, you can get into one of those communities in a couple years, and you'd be the youngest guy. You'd have run of the place.
Should be insulted, but instead...
I'm just saying, it's an opportunity.
It is an opportunity.
I think that's...
In a gated
for
community.
Me to feel young. In a gated community.
You're the youngest guy.
Oh, man. I would feel even more sought after than I do right now.
It'd be so great to come visit you.
Wouldn't it? I'd be like, oh, hold on, John. Let me get the door. Hello? Here's my vagina. Come take it.
Cruise around on your golf cart.
Oh, man. Just dipping in a different neighbor's house, throwing a quick bang, popping Viagra like it's going out of business.
Hell yeah.
I'd have one of those golf carts with like a 15s in the back.
Yeah,
like,
everybody. I did the Villages?
Yeah.
I did a remote at the Circuit City.
Oh, yeah.
This lady walked up to me, thought I worked there, and she goes, I'm either looking for a Walkman or an iPod. I'm like, oh, you're totally confused. You're not going to be happy with either.
Here's a blender.
Yeah.
Yeah, I I sold a group tickets to a Magic game out there, so I had to drive out there to deliver tickets to one of the senior centers. And I was like, there's no way these people are going to come from Leesburg to Orlando to check out a Magic game.
It's a unique experience out there. They have their own world.
That is for sure. It is self-contained, and it is freaky. What's up, Ed?
Hey, just calling in. I heard you guys talking about autism, and I've got a 19-year-old son that's autistic, and I could definitely answer questions for you, but... When someone's leading them on like that, giving them that little bit, they're gonna grab onto that and gnaw on it and just chew on that subject for a long time.
Okay, so like you don't think this kid's a terrorist threat or anything?
I doubt it. Yeah, I doubt it. They'll get hung up on something and they'll just gnaw on it for a long, long time. They don't forget anything, but the scary part about them is it's not scary, but they're very, very intelligent. And they have the memory better than that computer sitting on your desk.
Yeah, that's good stuff. Thank you. Appreciate that. Good info. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025.
All right, so he's saying it's real, but they probably knew what he was going to say, and they were trying to get that out of him.
Yeah.
Like, he might have said that backstage, and they go, we got to get this out of him on TV.
Right, because they knew it would move the needle, which it did, by the way. I mean, it's a very arresting thing to hear.
I'm probably not going to ever watch that show, but...
What's up, John?
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
I want some tickets with you guys, and I'm looking for a date. So I'd take that nice young lady out for a date.
You sound like a young guy trying to sound like an old guy.
No, Drew, I'm 53 years old, and I'm used to be a DJ, so maybe it's my DJ voice you hear. But
it's probably it.
I was born in 64. I didn't even catch her age. How old is she?
61.
Ooh, okay.
Older the berry, sweeter the juice.
That's not the saying.
No,
that's not. It's a darker the berry, the sweeter the juice.
The juice is gone.
The juice is dried up. There's no juice. They say the older the berry, the less likely chance that there's juice dripping down from that wrinkled ass prune.
John, I'm with you. I think old berries can have juice.
Yeah, old berries have juice. No juice.
It's withered.
Just blowed in your mouth.
Yeah, you just what? Have
to. So
what'd you say about the cobwebs, though?
Well, I mean, I asked if there were cobwebs.
How big's your wiener?
You
what?
How big's your wiener, John? She can't handle a big one.
Oh, it's only about 7.5. It's good enough for her.
Right, respectable.
I'm not going to stretch her out or anything.
I don't think he's interested because she's 61.
Wait, hold on 1 second. Marshawn Lynch, is there any juice in that berry?
No juice.
Oh, okay. I guess there's none. I always look for excuses to play that. Thank you, Marshawn. So, Guy, if you're interested, we'll put you in the mix.
He's not good for Joni.
He's not good enough for
it doesn't sound like he's interested. He's talking about his...
What?
You when we said she was 61, you didn't say anything.
He said...
No, I just said, oh.
Yeah, exactly. That's the way you said, oh. You didn't say, oh. You said, oh.
Joni deserves better than that.
Yeah.
Well, if she wants to go see that Christmas concert, I'll take her.
That's nice of you.
Okay.
All right.
Our Joni deserves better.
Yeah, way better than what you have to offer. Wow, Joni. We're gonna do this, right?
I think so. Yeah. If
I mean, we gotta find some. How do we chum those waters?
Oh, it's easy. If you want to date Joni, call now.
727-579-1025.
Did we get a Facebook? Do we know what she looks like at all?
Oh, let me try that.
Just a little.
What'd she say? She's 105.
Yeah.
Frail, like a skinny thing, probably like a stick,
We should find a way to incorporate her sons as well.
Well, I mean, they're very protective of her.
Like,
so.
Maybe the guy who wins has to fight her two sons for the nookie.
She got levels.
What do you mean, fight her sons for
maybe
the nookie?
Maybe not fight them, but, you know, maybe just wrestle them or something.
Jeez, man. Don't you get enough wrestling
maybe
during
like
the week?
Yeah. Maybe like an Indian leg wrestling match.
Oh, okay.
Why don't we have her, like, line up four guys, right, and have them all, have her blindfolded.
Right.
And she makes out with all of them.
Right.
All black dudes.
Yeah, that's what I, there has to be a black guy in the mix. I mean, honestly, if we're going to do this, then there shouldn't be any white dudes. There should just be black dude, Hispanic dude, Indian dude, Native American, Indigenous
American.
Let's do
all white dudes in blackface. So we get what we want on camera, but then she gets what she wants.
Oh, I got her.
You got on Facebook?
Yeah, I got a picture of her.
She have a rebel flag bikini on?
She looks exactly like you would think she would.
Oh, she looks like fake granny.
No, I'm joking.
Wow, that's a 61-year-old. Oh, that son looks aggressive.
Yeah, he does.
He looks strong.
Very, very high.
He looks like, yeah.
Yeah, super high.
This is
my mom.
He's having a good time with his mama.
You want a good time with my mom, you got to get through me. I got my baseball cap on back.
Did you just like that picture?
Me?
Yeah.
No, I will.
She's a good looking woman. She's a good looking woman.
For a 61-year-old lady, she's extremely good looking.
Yeah, yeah.
Give me, I got to see like five pictures.
Hold on,
rapid
let me see what
fire
style. Yeah, that's all we got.
Yeah. Friend request her so we can see her entire catalog.
Come on, it's time we do something good again.
But this is good.
This is it.
This is very good.
All right.
Yeah, we're gonna have.
Looks like a white Mike Evans.
We didn't get enough info from her to see what kind of man she likes.
Maybe it hits close to home because I love my wife, so I try to imagine if I'm alone one day or she's alone one day. We're not mocking her. We want to find happiness.
Right.
How does a 61-year-old find a guy to date?
Through the radio.
Or just to talk to?
Through the radio. That's how it should be done.
She's listening to the right station.
You sure are, ma'am. Those people down at the Magic and the Dove, they're not going to find you a man. We are. We're going to find you a man. And he's going to treat you right.
Yeah, and if they ask you your age, you tell them you're 54.
Damn straight. 54. That's the magic number. Don't tell anybody you're 61. And get your fellow 54-year-old lady friends to listen a lot. All right, we'll take a moment. We're going to run through some news stories. There is one involving a frequent guest of the show who has found himself in some bad health. Fortunately, we've lined up a phoner with him. I know you're thinking, what kind of guest could you possibly talk to from his hospital room? Did I say hotel room? From his hospital room. Well, the kind of regular guest that calls us all the time with a bad phone connection. Next.
It's Drew Garabo live on 102.5 The Bone. Drew Garabo live can now be heard until 7 p.m. every day. It's a new hour of Drew to keep you company on your entire drive home. Drew Garabo live, weekdays from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. on 102.5 The Bone. Real, raw radio.
With over 22 years serving Central Florida, Fence Outlet is Florida's favorite fence store. Fence Outlet has higher quality products at lower prices than the big box stores. Whether you're looking for professional installation or you're shopping around to do it yourself, visit fenceoutletonline.com.
Across Florida, we're listening to customers like you. And we're working hard to build the brighter energy future you and your family deserve. That's why we're making smart investments in the grid to improve reliability and prevent outages, to use more clean, renewable energy like solar, and to give you better control over your energy use today and in the years ahead. We're Duke Energy, and we're building a smarter energy future for you.
Hey, it's Galvin in Spanish here for Mattress Firm. It is Mattress Firm's fall asleep sale. Get it, Spanish?
I do get it.
Because it's fall, yeah. And you want to sleep on a nice mattress.
That's genius.
You go to Mattress Firm. This fall asleep even easier thanks to Mattress Firm's fall asleep sale going on right now.
And with the holidays fast approaching, they're giving you a chance to prep the guest room for friends and family. Because when you buy a select mattress, you'll get another mattress for 50%
off. 50%
off?
Nice.
50 whole percent.
I could fall asleep right now. So here's a question. Why wait any longer? Come in today and find the perfect mattress, plus don't pay a cent of interest because you'll get 0% APR for 5 years. That's 60 entire months of sleeping interest free.
Call 1-866-780-6220 for credit costs and terms, subject to credit approval.
Come into Mattress Firm right now and you can choose from over 15 queen mattresses, all priced under $699.99.
Mattress Firm. Save money, sleep happy.
Hey, Brandon Rimes here, owner of Platinum MVP Realty and a top listing agent in Tampa Bay. We're looking for a few real estate agents that want to join our team. Call me at 813-917-1894. Call or text 813-917-1894.
At Advanced Auto Parts, we offer you the quality parts you want and knowledge you need. And we're always looking for ways to help you save. Right now, get your choice of 5 quarts of Penzo Platinum Full Synthetic or High Mileage Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a Purolator Boss Oil Filter for just $29.99. Speed Breaks members also get a $5 reward. Only at Advanced or participating CarQuest Auto Parts stores. Advanced Auto Parts. Where oil is priced like it should be. See store for details. Limit 5 oil change specials per customer. Valid now through November 29th.
Hi, I'm Tito Beveridge, founder and master distiller at Tito's Handmade Vodka. In 1997, we became the first micro distillery in the state of Texas, and we're still making the same smooth stuff after all these years. We're still cooking in a pot still, working with our dogs by our sides, having fun and tasting batches, and I'm still wearing the same hat, even after all these years. Head over to titosvodka.com to learn more about what else we're doing the same. Cheers. 80 proof Tito's Handmade Vodka, distilled and bottled in Austin, Texas. titosvodka.com.
Find the true value of your home when you log on, homevalue.com.
The Coconut Festival returns at the Sunsplash Festival Grounds in Cape Coral, November 9th through the 12th. Bring the whole family for fun, food, carnival rides, fireworks, and national entertainment. Friday, November 10th, it's Country Night with Walker Hayes, Russell Dickerson, and High Valley. Saturday is Rock Night. Achieva Credit Union presents an Eagles and Tom Petty tribute band and Vince Neil, the legendary voice of Motley Crue. Get all the info at CocoFest.com. Brought to you by the beaches of Fort Myers and Sanibel, the Westin Cape Coral Resort at Marina Village, Storm Smart, Culver's, Achieva Credit Union, and Budweiser. Want more time for gathering this holiday season? Then let someone else do the cooking. Boston Market offers everything from full Thanksgiving meals for any size family to just the turkey, ham, dessert, or sides you need. Pick up a chilled, complete meal for 12 for just $119.99. That's less than $10 per person. Then simply heat and serve at home. Or starting at $10.49 per person, they'll deliver hot catering to any gathering, work meeting, or office celebration. Learn about your options and place a pre-order at Boston Market or on bostonmarket.com.
I tell you, it's my favorite time of the year. It's my favorite weekend.
Why is that?
I love that weekend because I get to say thank you to the vets.
Oh yeah,
I get thank the veterans,
especially your dad.
My dad,
that's
yeah,
a
he
vet.
Served in the beaches of Normandy.
I know.
He went back 2 years ago.
What a great man!
But I'm going to tell you something else, Gloria. Not only veterans, but active military. We're doing the same thing this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Whatever the rebate is, the military rebate in all our stores, whether
no.
it's the Cape
yeah, it doesn't
Coral
matter.
Store, Port Charlotte store.
Any
whether it's the
Fusilla
Nissan
store
up in Clearwater. Whether it's the Wesley Chapel Kia store.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's our Jacksonville Nissan store.
Yeah, it's
I
for
really
every
don't
bet.
Care. If the veteran or military people come in, we're going to not only give them the rebate from the factory,
mm-hmm.
might be $3,000-$4,000.
Exactly.
Not even the military rebate that might be $500 or $800, whatever it is. Then we're going to match that military rebate for Cillo, Gloria, and Billy, right? We're going to match that, and they're going to get the whole shebang.
Yeah.
It's
going to
be huge this weekend, Gloria. Huge.
Fusilo Kia.
International hockey makes a stop.